Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Diva Strategies for Success. I am so excited because I get to bring you fabulous guests. And today my guest is Angel Toussaint, and she is an entrepreneur, and I want to tell you a little bit about her. As an entrepreneur, Angel rediscovered her childhood passion for education. When she was a child, she wanted to grow up and become an elementary teacher. Her life choices moved her in many other directions. However, throughout her journey, she never lost a passion for helping others. Entrepreneurship has allowed her the privilege of different ways of helping others. It has given her the pleasure of meeting, learning, and gaining personal growth from an abundant number of individuals. Her current focus is on Forex education and marketing, both where she found a new joy, educating adults in the art of Forex trading and in marketing. Her many years in the financial arena, especially the stock market, Forex trading seemed the natural and smarter progression. Applied knowledge is incredibly powerful. Sharing knowledge to facilitate success in another person's life through education is the greatest gift we as humans can give to one another. She always says, success happens when your goals outweigh your excuses. Welcome, Angel. I'm so happy to have you as a guest on the show today. How are you?
I am doing great, and thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you and everything you do and the opportunity to be part of this program.
I know you used to live in Alaska, so what moved you to Southern California?
Well, we moved here to help a grandchild, to be around a grandchild, to help our daughter with the young one. And so that was actually 4 years ago. I cannot believe it has been 4 years. So it's been a good move.
Well, that's good. What do you like most about Southern California?
The people. I like the entrepreneurial spirit of Southern California. I didn't see so much of that because I was pretty much stuck in the corporate world in Northern California and in Alaska. So Southern California, I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit. And so I really got to flourish when I moved to Southern California. So I think that is my favorite part of being in Southern California, the women and the networks that I have been involved with, such as NAFI and now the GSFE, and meeting women like you and Joan and Angela, that's been what's made it just what I like the most about it, the warmth of the females that I've met.
Was it easy to make friends? Did you find it easy? Because, you know, sometimes people go to places and they find that it's not so easy.
I did. And I'm glad you asked that question because that is another part of Southern California that really, I was worried about that because I didn't know a single soul here. I didn't know one person in Southern California other than our daughter. And I was thinking, oh boy, I got to start all over meeting friends. I have to leave all my friends. And even as, you know, older people, you know, it's hard on teenagers, but it's still even hard on us older folks when you're in your 30s, 40s, and 50s and you move away from a place you've been pretty much years. It's nerve-wracking. And I wound up meeting Angela and Joan, and then through those two, you and so many other people, and making friends became like nothing. It was just easy as pie because I think it was that people of like minds, it made making friends very easy. So I've made lifelong friends that will be with me till the day I am no longer on this earth.
Well, that's good. Well, you're an absolutely beautiful person. What do you do for a living? I know you're an entrepreneur and you wear many hats, so tell us about what you're doing.
Forex trading. For those who are not familiar with what Forex trading is, I belong to a company that is educating people on Forex trading. And Forex trading is actually foreign exchange. It stands for foreign exchange. There are over 185 countries that participate in the Forex market. So unlike the stock market, you know, when people make money in the stock market, they buy stock in a particular company. And the stock market is local. It's by country. So it's a single country market. And you actually own the stock that you buy. So like if you buy shares in Apple, you actually own that little piece of Apple. And the Forex market is actually currency. And currency is you buy and sell currency in pairs. So in other words, the U.S. dollar versus the Canadian dollar or the Japanese dollar or whatever you want to compare, it's always done in pairs. And the point of Forex trading is that you actually speculate on one currency's movement, whether it's inferior or superior to another currency's movement. And positioning of that currency determines whether you decide to buy or sell. And the thing that's most phenomenal about the Forex market that I love to share with people, and I think the world should know about it, is that the Forex market, you don't need a lot of capital to get involved in the Forex market. You can literally start off with $10 to $50 as your first investment. And you put your money in the market and you decide where you're going to spend it, how you're going to leverage it. And leverage just means that you put in $50, you may leverage that $50 and treat it like it's $150. And the market doesn't crash. The market is not dependent on a specific currency at any given time. So when a currency dives, like let's say right now COVID's, you know, going around the world, and so money is changing constantly, who's ahead and who's behind. And so let's say the U.S. dollar dropped because of something in the news or something political that's happening, and the Canadian dollar rose. And so if you paired those two off, the Canadian dollar's value is higher than the American dollar's value. And so basically you would be speculating on where that money is going, and that would tell you whether you want to buy or sell. Now, of course, the key to this is education. There are a lot of traders out there that have no idea what they're doing. And so just like you can lose a lot of money in the stock market if you pick a bad stock and it goes down, the Forex market is even more liquid than the stock market in that scenario. So you really have to have the education to know the strategies, and you have to have the education to know what to buy or sell and when to buy or sell it. So the Forex market can make a lot of money for you off of a little. And I'm going to share some stories with you that really emphasize this point. There are people that have invested $50 to $60 and walked away in the hole by $1,000 or $2,000. And then there are those other people who have invested that same $50 or $60 in the market, and they've walked away with $11,000 in their pocket. You know, and the difference between those type of traders is those that manage risk well because they fully understand. And so what I do is make sure that before a person gets in the market and starts trading, my job is to make sure they fully understand all the ins and outs. They understand when they're supposed to buy, when they're supposed to sell. And I do that through a company that their basic, the whole company is on trading education. So I actually use that company's platform. I have my own website that's called Healthy Side of Money. And my entire focus is helping people to get on what I consider the healthy side of money, which is they're not living from paycheck to paycheck. They're not struggling financially. They're investing in themselves. And Forex is just one of the ways to do that. And the other beauty of the Forex market is it's open 24 hours a day, 5 days a week. Most countries' markets, I think Japan has one of the longest hours of being open. Its market, I think, is open 9.5 to 10 hours a day during the week. And America's markets are only open 6.5 hours a day, 5 days a week. Well, the beauty of the Forex market, it's open 24 hours a day, 5 days a week. So if you're a night worker and you sleep all day, but you're up at night, you can still trade and profit, you know, on your own schedule. And that's the other beauty about online education. This is all online education, but you have me as a mentor to help walk you through the steps, setting up accounts, demo accounts. And I consider myself a very patient person. And I have to tell this story because it just happened today. So it's a fun story to tell. I'm also in the marketing business. And so I was helping a gentleman take care of his marketing. We use a program, a business card program for marketing. And I was helping him through that. And the first, after about 30 minutes on the phone with me, he said, "You should have been a teacher." And I laughed. I said, "You know, I just, that's part of my bio. I've always wanted to be a teacher. I love it." And so I got him through all the steps and everything. And it took a long time because we weren't on a Zoom call. I couldn't see his screen. And if any of you have ever been on a, you know, support call where you're trying to call support of a software and you are trying to describe to the person on the support on the other end of the phone what you're looking at on your computer and they're telling you what it should be and you're not seeing what they're telling you it should be, everyone, I think everyone who works on a computer has, you know, dealt with that at one time or another. And so we were doing a lot of that because I'm telling him to go here and he's saying, "I don't see it." And so we walked through it and walked through it and walked through it until I got him where he needed to be. And I can't tell you the feeling that I got to enjoy watching his success, feeling his success, how happy he was after he figured it out. And I was able to watch. That's why I do it. That's the reason that I love educating people. And it really doesn't matter what you're educating someone on. I am a firm believer that when you have knowledge, if you share that knowledge, it's so much more fun than gaining the knowledge. I'm doing fairly well in Forex trading myself, but it's more fun to me when I've taught someone else how to do it and they far exceed me. And they're calling me and they're telling me, "Oh, I did this and it's so great." That is the best feeling in the world to me. And so, and I'm sure that must be how teachers feel when they reach their students, you know, in elementary school, junior high school, and high school. And so it is just this amazing feeling of helping someone achieve their goals. And I know you know about that, Robbie, because that's what you do. That's what you do for a living. It's you help other people. And it is, I like to say that when people think of investment, people always think of money. But when I talk to people, I say for the purposes of what we're doing here, it's not about money. When I say investment, I want people to think of the word investment or look at the word investment through a different set of lenses. I want them to think of investment as a investment in themselves, because one of the definitions of investment is, it's so funny, I forgot exactly how it's worded, but it's something about devoting time, and I always say devoting time, energy, whether it's mental, physical, that is an investment when you invest that part of yourself. And people always think of investment as, you know, oh, the stock market, or oh, this, or oh, that. But the real investment that you're making is an investment in yourself. Because once you gain knowledge, no one can ever take it away from you. It's yours forever. So that's how I feel about what I'm doing. And so I just love sharing that with people. And I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to share this on this platform where it may reach a lot of people, and not so much to, actually get clients, but to remind people that any investment they make, they should be looking at that investment through that lens of investing in themselves. And whenever we are thinking about doing something or thinking about changing directions, I think that's the assessment we need to make. Because when we invest in ourselves, we not only make ourselves happier, but we make everyone around us happier because we're happier. And when I walk around in the store and people say, oh, you just look so happy, you know, it cracks me up because I'm not thinking that I'm happy, but I am. And other people can see that. And that's the way I want everyone to think about investment. I want them to think about it as investment in their self. And so that's what I do for a living.
Before I go to the next question, how do people get in touch with you? Do you have a website? Is there a charge for your training?
Yes, there is a charge for the training. It's $99 a month, and it covers everything, books, everything's online. So I shouldn't say books, but it covers all the materials. Everything's done online. And my website is called Healthy Side of Money.com.
Okay, great. How long have you been doing this business?
This I have only been doing since April. And April last year, not this year. So I've only been doing this since April last year. And it has proven to be one of the best moves I could make.
That's good. But I remember something in your bio that you've actually been involved in trading in stock prior to doing Forex. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. I was a stock administrator for corporate America for about 10, 12 years. And so I actually managed all the stock for our company, doing restricted stock and stock options and all of that. So I was very familiar with the corporate side of stock. So, but I didn't know anything about Forex. I actually about 3 years ago, I went to an academy, a trading academy, and they actually taught trading in stock and futures and equities and Forex. And it was interesting because they originally got you in with a free seminar. And then from the free seminar, you needed to pay $200 to get to the next level. So the $200 paid the $200 to go learn more. And then the $200 led to $3,000. You had to pay $3,000 to get this level, that level, and $6,000 to get. And Forex was at the top of that leveling. You had to pay over $10,000 to get the Forex education. And so, yeah. So, and I also understand Harvard is the only university that has a program in 4X education. So that kind of tells you what the value of 4X education is. And who typically is involved in 4X are your big, huge banks. And so I like to say us little people, the little day traders that are out there and the educators that are out there teaching 4X, we are microscopic on that market. If I win $100,000 today, they won't even notice it. They won't even notice it. And to give you a little bit of how that works, the trading volume of the U.S. stock market is about over $200 and something billion a day, okay? And the equities market and the futures market, if you took, I don't know what their volume is a day because it's just not coming to my mind right now, but I do know that if you combine, this is a statistic I remember, if you combine the U.S. stock market, the equities market, and the futures market together, their daily trading volume is less than 18% of the Forex market's daily trading volume. The Forex market, because it's currency, it's over $5 trillion a day moves through that market. Over $5 trillion. Yeah, it's humongous. I mean, it's just humongous. And so when you think about that, when you win, you know, if I put in, like, I'll give you one of my trades, for instance. I put in $10 and I got $25 back in a few hours. Okay. They don't even see that. It's so small, you know. And then a friend of mine did, they put in $50 and I think in 2 or 3 days they got like $800. So they left their trade, they left their in longer, so they profited better. And the great thing about the Forex market that I love is you can control your loss. It's different than the stock market where, let's say, in the stock market, I bought 5 shares from an unknown company, okay? And that company, the shares were $10 each, okay? So, okay, I've spent $50. So now I have this $50 in these shares, and suddenly something happens in that company. They go out of business or whatever, and now that stock is not valued at all, or let's say the value of that stock at closing of the business was a dollar, you've lost your money. And you can't regain that money. And so with the Forex trading, they actually, you can put a stop loss on your trade and a take profit on your trade. So that if I put in $10 and said, oh, but I only want to lose three, I can actually put a stop loss that lets me only lose three. And if after I lose three, they'll kick me out of the trade. But if it goes the other way, I can put a take profit of, let's say I put a take profit of 100. So that means if it reaches that 100, I've actually made that money on $3 on $7 because I would have only lost, you know, three. So it's a very interesting market and it's very intricate, but once you get the concept, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. And you can make a lot of money. So that's the good part. But I try to keep my students and myself focused on, we're not focused on making the money so quickly as we're focused on learning what we're doing. So I try to keep everybody in the risk management category more than the let's make money category.
Yeah, until they get the knowledge, then they can go for it. What do you look for in people?
I look for people who are positive thinkers, who don't sit around and complain. Even when things are going wrong, they try to find a way out of it. They ask for help. They accept help. And that was a very hard lesson for me to learn, was accepting help. It's like I was always that super prideful person, as I can do it all myself. And I tell you, my life changed when I learned how to accept other people's help. So that's what I'm looking for in people, is somebody who's coachable and wants to grow. That's my favorite thing to, and I find that I connect easily with those people.
So, well, let me ask you this. How long are the classes that you do to teach people how to become an expert in Forex?
Well, that's the great part. Everything is online. So I basically give them the course. They take they go into the web portal. They have, it's like a online school. They go into the portal, but there's no deadlines. So they can actually go into the portal, and then I just serve basically as their mentor. They have questions. They don't understand something. They need other resources. Then I provide that to them. And then I follow up with students once a week, and then students need to be on a conference call with me so that I can gauge how they're doing, how they're feeling, and stuff like that.
That's great. So what do you hope people see in you?
I hope people see in me someone whom they will treasure as a friend, someone who they can count on and call on when they need help. When I pass away, that's what I hope is said at my services. She was always there for me whenever I needed her. That's what I hope people see in me.
So let's, again, tell them a little bit about the course and how they can reach you. We're down to about a little over 2 minutes.
Okay. So you can reach me through, there's a form, you can do the contact us form on healthysideofmoney.com. You can also call my cell phone number, which is 951-397-9739. And my email is angel@healthysideofmoney.com.
And again, tell them the cost of the course and a little bit.
It's
we have like 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. It's $99 a month. It's a flat fee. It doesn't change. And you just pay that amount as long as you want. And if you want to do marketing, you actually can decrease that $99 to $15 a month. So there are ways to tie into the marketing. And then there's another marketing venue that I'm in that is actually like your digital business cards. So you, no matter what business someone's in, this marketing platform will help them because it's there. You can put your videos on it. Like if you have a presentation about your company, you can put a video on your digital card that you want people to look at. So I do that type of marketing as well.
Is that also on your healthy side of money? Is that on that set?
Yes.
We're down to about 50 seconds. Is that
yes.
Part of that healthy? Okay, great. So they can click there to find out more information.
And people have to be, it's a members only site. So there's only a few pages people can get to, like the contact page and stuff like that. But all the information on that site, you have to become a member of the site. So it's open to the public.
Okay, we're at 40 seconds. So I want to thank you so much, Angel, for being my guest. Tons of notes. It's so interesting. And we will be posting your website. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Great information.
Have a great day. All right, Robbie.